when we stop and we look back at this year or this 2 years of this pandemic, I am going to be so proud of so many people in this area. You know, the farmers who looked at like a scary, bewildering situation and decided to make lemonade with that lemons. You know, Tim and Caroline at Kitchen Garden with the Sunderland Farm Collaborative, and Julia Coffee and the farm delivery service that she's been working on as well, Mass Food Delivery. It's super easy to sort of look at this scary situation and then turtle. And those farmers did not do that. They're all working just as hard as the restaurants are to find a way through this.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Roger Taylor, who you may have heard playing drums for Queen. No, not that Roger Taylor, but you may have heard on my show back in the summertime as one of the featured chefs and restaurants for Stir Up Some Love. Roger and his wife, Unmi, are one of the iconic restaurants of the valley in East Hampton, Coco. Roger, when we spoke last time, you were giving us some insight into how Coco was faring doing takeout. What is going on with Coco now?
I'm happy to say that as much as anyone can say during these kind of bewildering times that we have our feet underneath us, we've found an equilibrium, which is pretty great to be able to say. The first, you know, 6 months of this pandemic was certainly a lot of lurching from one crisis to another and trying to solve problems that hadn't existed only months before. But on some level, we've smoothed some of that out. It's still a very trying time for many people. But every day that I wake up and we still have jobs, you know, I'm grateful.
So what's the situation with takeout in Coco? So
we're actually only open 3 days a week. It's takeout only. We haven't had a customer in the restaurant since March 12th of 2020. So we're coming up on a year pretty quickly here.
Wow.
That just makes me so sad. It is such a joy to be in your restaurant, and that none of us have been able to. It's just sad.
When we spoke last time, Roger, fried chicken was one of the big takeout items. Is that still a top seller?
It certainly is. I don't imagine that changing. When we got ready to reopen after the two-month lockdown, it required a whole different level of planning. When you have a sit-down restaurant, you can make tasty, beautiful food, and you can arrange it on a plate the way that you would like, and you can be reasonably certain, outside of a server perhaps tripping and falling, that the food is going to reach the table in the same state that you put it on the plate. But in the age of COVID, cardboard boxes, as you may have encountered yourselves, have come into play much more. Mm. And so you need to be thinking about what the food is going to look like, feel like, and taste like after it's spent 20 minutes or half an hour or 45 minutes in a box, depending on how far someone has to travel before they get home. We were lucky in that fried chicken translates pretty well to the cardboard box.
Have you tried it in a bucket? I hear that it's popular in buckets.
You know it. I'm watching out for lawsuits, though, so we're going to stick to the cardboard.
All right.
Yeah, and so we had to really sit for, you know, a few weeks before we reopened and sort of examine what food would survive, you know, a trip home in a paper bag. You know, the composed salads that people have always loved at Coco, they're not going to be the same when they're taken home. So we've sort of switched to salads that we know will hold up.
Roger, I assume that in some ways, you know, doing takeout, and it seems like you're really organized about it, you can keep the workflow going.
I will say that perhaps the biggest mistake we made when we first reopened, I underestimated exactly how upset the sound of a busy signal would make customers. The busy signal that the three of us all grew up as like part of our daily lives. If you called someone up, you might get a busy signal. That's just life. People are not necessarily prepared for that feeling anymore. That they can text and get their information across, or they have email, or, you know, online ordering systems and things like that. So it took us about a month where we had ours up and running. Suffice it to say, it was a long month. There was definitely a couple times where I find myself just sitting out in the back steps of the restaurant crying. And I bet that I am not alone as a restaurant owner in having that feeling. When we finally implemented the online ordering system, it made a pretty massive difference.
Speaking with Roger Taylor, who is from Coco in East Hampton, you have been teaming up with other East Hampton restaurants and a new East Hampton farm to bring more local hero stuff to Coco and to the valley via takeout.
We actually have begun working with another farm this year, really teeny tiny little farm here in East Hampton called Stella Flora Farm, which is run by Tim Baldwin. He has a greenhouse and he's been bringing us stuff, you know, this entire winter that we use on the menu. We built a greenhouse of our own to sort of help supply us with some things. And Stella Flora, he comes by once a week and he makes sure that, you know, we've picked produce that will last through the cold stretches that we have here. More importantly, he comes by once a week to make sure I haven't killed everything, which is always a pretty reasonable possibility.
Yeah, because you can cook doesn't mean you can grow.
That is very true. Yeah, you know, we realized pretty early on that we weren't going to be able to go it alone, and that we wanted to find a way to support our friends in the community. Last week on our menu, we had cupcakes from our friends Star and Trish at Cafe Evolution in Florence. We had a few desserts and actually some other great stuff too from Blue Door Gatherings in Holyoke. We had some treats from our friends at the Florence Pie Bar. It's been valuable on a number of levels. All of these restaurant owners were cloistered in our own respective kitchens and our own restaurants, and we don't have that many opportunities to interact. It's 5 minutes where you're seeing your friends and colleagues, really. It's 5 minutes where you can realize that you're not the only person going through these struggles. Maybe they have found a trick or a tip that works. Just being able to see the top half of somebody else's face is a kind of emotional and mental support that I couldn't really have put a price on before we started, but it's great.
Hear, hear. Roger Taylor, the co-owner and chef at Coco and the Cellar Bar with Un Mi in East Hampton, one of the iconic restaurants in our valley, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, you can find out more about all our local hero restaurants and farms at buylocalfood.org.